All right, and of course, at this time, we will be talking from a particular perspective. Health. You know what they say? Health is wealth. If you're healthy, you are wealthy. I came across a post on Twitter earlier today where someone said, if you still have your heart beating, that's enough reason to be grateful. And then I just told myself, I have more than a beating heart. Like, I have much more than a beating heart. I'm so wealthy, darling. All right, welcome to the show now. It's Mind, Body and Soul. My name is Constance Mega. All right, so we'll be discussing health for all. And this is in commemoration of the World Health Day 2023, which is actually tomorrow, the 7th of April. All right? So far back 1948, countries of the world came together to establish the United Nations Specialized Agency to promote health, keep the world safe, and serve the vulnerable so that everyone, everywhere, can attain the highest level of health and well-being. And so we have the World Health Organization. So it's on its 75th anniversary this year. So it's more like an opportunity to look back over seven decades, that's for the WHO, of collective public health achievements, which of course they are attributing to science-driven learning and collaboration across countries and cultures, and of course to motivate action to tackle future health challenges for improved well-being and longer, healthier lives for everyone. All right? So there is even a hashtag on social media right now, Health for All and WHO75. All right, so to help us shed light on the need for health for all and what is possible in Nigeria, if this health for all is possible in Nigeria, in Rivers State, what are the things keeping us from having health for everybody? All right, I have in the studio with me Dr. Ebere. I'm forgiven. I don't know. This Evelyn that has been ringing in my mind since, God have mercy. Please, her name is Dr. Ebere Onyeiji.
Dr. Wright.
Welcome, Dr. Ebere.
So what's with you and Evelyn?
I don't know. Please, who is the Evelyn? Is the Lord saying something to you concerning me? It has to be dollar bills. Dr. Ebere is a public health physician. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So you can be a part of the conversation as well. As we are talking, you can as well send a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. You can as well head on to Facebook. We're live on Facebook. Join the conversation there. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. And of course on Twitter, you can tweet at Nigeria Info PH. So Dr. Ebere, is it possible to achieve health for all?
Theoretically, yes. But
okay, you have to go closer.
Okay, theoretically, yes. But what we see in real life, we are hustling to get to that point. We are struggling to get to that point. Health for all, a possibility. But is it feasible now? No.
Why is it not feasible now?
Too many factors. If we're talking, we have to narrow down to African perspective, okay?
And what's even Nigerian perspective.
Nigeria. What's
River State perspective.
What is like real to us?
Mm-hmm.
Why is health not available to everybody? Number one problem, poverty. 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 Poverty, ignorance. And then people's perception. Something I usually talk about when I go to teach. How do people perceive when they are ill? Do they think they are sick or do they think a demon is pursuing them? To go a long way to decide how you find solution. So for Africa, Nigeria, River State, are we having health for all? No. Why? We are poor. Not poor in that we are very, very poor. But in terms of healthcare compared to developed countries, we are far away, we are ignorant, and our perception, tradition, religion has gone a long way to fight how we can achieve health for all. The other one is our lifestyles. How do we do? What do we eat? How do we exercise? A lot of factors. We're doing well, but we're still far away from achieving health for all.
That's interesting. Now, you would think that with all the interventions that we hear about from whether the World Health Organization and the rest of them, at some points in River State, we had Doctors Without Borders even yes. here. You would think that, okay, with all of these and the billions and millions of dollars you hear about, that's at least we would be coming closer to achieving this health for all.
Okay, as compared to what we had before.
Yes.
We have made some progress.
Not tremendous.
Not by my own analysis, no.
Okay.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Tell us the progress we have made, please. Let's know where we are.
Okay, yes, before now. Okay, like I know that some illnesses, chronic diseases we had before killed a lot of people. Let's say like HIV.
Yeah.
Before interventions came, before NGOs, corporate bodies, government intervened, HIV killed a lot of people. But now with free drug, free testing, take HIV medications close to you, HIV is under control relatively.
Mm.
Okay, something like tuberculosis before now, once you have TB, it's like a forgotten case.
Mm. Just,
yeah, but we have agencies who are put upon themselves to make sure they manage tuberculosis and drug treatments are given for free. Immunization, childhood illnesses, a lot of them are given for free too. Immunizations are supposed to be free in most centers. And then we also do mop up, the ones you see people carrying their bag, going to schools, going to churches to immunize children. Those kind of illnesses are also being managed well. But that's how far we have gone, and other issues too. But being in Africa is a lot.
Yesterday, there was a story I saw in the news of some men who were arrested for killing a man who had hunchback. And then I was like telling someone close to me, oh, wow, hunchback. I can't remember the last time I saw someone with a hunchback. Growing up, I saw a lot of people with hunchback. And I was thinking, I'm sure maybe one of these vaccinations must have killed whatever it is that was causing that thing.
Yes, and then people with hunchback too now fit into society unlike before,
mm-hmm.
where people thought they were abnormal.
Yeah.
Now, someone with a hunchback will go to school, graduate, work, and they fit. So you may not see a typical hunchback person anymore because the bias, the segregation is no longer there.
Mm.
Even in some African countries, they believe that when you kill the person and cut out the hunch at the back, that you make a lot of money.
Mm.
That's why they are being killed, just like albinos.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of progress have been made in terms of education, but we still need a lot of work to do, have a lot of work to do in terms of educating Africa.
So where do we even start from if we're talking about educating Africa? Before now, you mentioned some of the hindrances. You mentioned cultural beliefs, traditional beliefs, and then you mentioned religious beliefs.
Very big problem.
Especially religious
Very
belief.
Very big problem.
That's the biggest one, really.
Yes. I was in a place yesterday, and a man was telling another woman that your pikin when they stay one place. That pikin when they stay one place, Saying they sure say they don't. That pikin when they stay one place, sorry, I'm finding it difficult to explain what I heard. Say they don't project something for the pikin, they make it not they stay one place. So make him go find who they do the picking.
Hyperactive child.
I'm sure. I don't know the child, but I'm sure it's hyperactivity. Sometimes they come with age.
Oh,
sometimes they may be ADHD. And then you can imagine the future of that child after having that conversation.
Hmm.
I try to intervene. The man is looking at me like, they don't come. All these doctor people, they don't believe anything. Well, you can imagine the kind of solution the woman would try seek. Considering the things she thinks is the cause. So what is our problem with religion? By the way, I'm a Christian. I have a lot of issues with religion. Because they have projected illness to be demon-based. To be something is causing it, aside the fact that it is sickness and something that is most likely curable. So our people are not seeking solution in the right direction. And they are dying every day. And guess what? In churches, people die. They don't talk about it. They make it quiet. And that is over. Church goes on. A mosque, or whatever religious, traditional people, they go on. They as if nothing happened. So when we believe that, the cause of this problem is demonic, the solution we are seeking, we beware, we will not get solution. And like I tell everybody, if somebody dies, you fall into the census. 20 people died yesterday. They don't have name. They are faceless. They are nameless. Nobody cares. 50 people died yesterday. 75 people died. Who are the people? The people who are alive, what are they doing? So that's the problem we have. So when a pastor or an imam or a traditionalist goes on to tell you, do this, break this, do that, that makes also thing they worry you. And our people tend to believe them more. Why?
Yeah.
Why? I'll tell you why. The fundamental issue is in poverty. If you know you can access health care without having money in your pocket, I think a wise person will go to the hospital first. But when they check the cost, they rather believe that it's not medical. So they can get a cheaper, more supernatural solution.
I mean, if all I have to do is read like 7 chapters of Psalm and fast for like 7 days.
That one is good though. Some people break cola, no? Some you wash sand. Some bath river. Some go to a crossroad and drop a white bead and white this and white that.
You know, just get a bird.
Just get a bird, you know, break
2 eggs.
Turn the thing on your head 7 times and then drop it in that place. Why bother with going to QOP UPTH? When you already seen the solution and they tell you that the enemy will be destroyed totally. Something that drug may not even be up to 1,000 to cure. Until when it's bad, when it's totally bad, when the case is almost irredeemable, they will then say, Russian, go teach your hospital. Russian. And then they will not say, people too, they die for teaching. It's a big problem.
Okay, so on one hand, we have poverty, and we also have religion.
Ignorance.
And you say that's... So from what you've said right now, it's more like all of these actually rotating around poverty.
Poverty
is in the center.
Poverty in the center. Poverty is in the center. Because in centers where you don't do out-of-pocket medication, where if in case of emergency, there's a number to call, there's resuscitation, there's help, there's treatment, even if you don't have money. People, nobody wants to seek solution in another man or another woman when you already know you can get these things for free. So everything is centered around poverty. So when you don't have money, you start looking for what it is that is doing you that money will not be the solution to.
Interesting. Well, look, let's go on a commercial break. When we return, we're still talking about health for all. And Dr. Ebere is in the studio and she's helping us understand why we can't have access to health care or health for everyone. We'll be right back.
You're tuned to your number one talk station, Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the show.
Okay, welcome back now. So we're still discussing health for all. And that is the theme for this year's World Health Day, which will be happening tomorrow, 7th of April. And of course, Dr. Ebere, Dr. Wright, is in the studio with me. And she's hitting the nail on the head. Okay, so before we went on that break, Dr. Wright was saying that poverty is at the center of the whole inaccessible or inability to access healthcare in Nigeria. The reason why a lot of people in Nigeria, in Africa, cannot access health is because of poverty. So poverty is at the center. We have religion on the other side. We have ignorance somewhere. We have lifestyle elsewhere and some other things. How about the government? If it's poverty that is at the center, shouldn't the government be helping to uproot poverty? Because that means if poverty is taken out, then every other thing would dissolve. So what then is the role of government in actually trying to hear stuff like alleviating poverty? So many programs to alleviate poverty.
But we never get to see anyone. But the role of government, first of all, at the upstream, you know, up there, policy making, the rules, the laws around healthcare. How do you make policy? How are they implemented? How are they brought down to the grassroots to help the people? How much money is being allocated to health? How much money is allocated to healthcare workers? How many healthcare workers do we have? You see, now there is a lot of jabbing
in the health sector.
In the health sector. So somebody was saying that very soon, you know, when doctors don't leave finish, everybody will start treating themselves. I mean, how much is being given to the health sector? How many nurses, doctors, how is the employment in the health sector done? The ones who are employed, how are they properly taken care of? How are the teaching hospitals equipped? How are they equipped? How, if you give, you bring an emergency, do you have what it takes to take care? Is there NEPA light? So when the government impoverish the people, their health will naturally dwindle because it's health is about money, outside lifestyle. Even we talk about living healthy, can you afford a decent meal? Can you be able, you will be able to rest? Do you work yourself to death because you are looking for money to pay your children's school fees? So everything centers around government. Assuming a fundamental basic education, which have been given free, even the government have tried the primary section and some secondary schools to make it free. Assuming education is accessible for free, assuming there is food and there is shelter, what will an average man hustle for? The small money you have, will you be able to use to take care of yourself? What are the insurance policies? How are they being implemented? How are the people being helped? The health insurance policies. So even when we have donors, international donors, people come in to donate to us a cost, does the money get to the grassroots? Or is it truncated somewhere and somebody uses it to enrich him or herself? So government is to be blamed. I don't want to totally blame. We all will be accountable for our health. But if the government makes the environment easy, makes money available, makes policies, make build hospitals, equip them properly, we have gone a way high, you know, into achieving health for everybody. But then when we come to the people, you are responsible for your health. Especially if you're in Nigeria. If you're in Nigeria or in Africa, you should be responsible for your health because you don't want to be seen in an emergency. You won't like the result. You should try as much as possible. Make you not get emergency. As simple as I'm saying, it is funny, but that's the truth. Because I was telling you off camera that if somebody falls on the road now, there is no 911 to call.
Yeah,
there is no ambulance to carry to hospital. If we go to EPTH or teacher hospitals, they may not, because the place is congested. Everybody is sick, so nobody can even carry there. The only thing you can get from that place is chain. I saw this small boy die. The person may even be alive.
Yeah.
Some people even bring out their phone and record and post on social media and not give the person the immediate help. Because even an average Nigerian know what to do in the case of an emergency. If you meet certain emergency, do you know, have basic knowledge what to do? You see what I'm saying?
Wow. Yeah.
So don't find yourself in emergency. It's not funny. And then if you are sick, don't wait until it progresses and is worse before you seek healthcare. The basic route for recovery or killing or treatment of any illness is early presentation. Come early. That way it looks small. That way it is like nothing. Like just the fear that once it go Congo, once it go Congo. That's the best time to go to the hospital. Don't wait until you have a stroke.
Or when you can't see anymore.
When you can't see anymore. Don't wait until there's a cardiac arrest. Don't wait until the baby, you have an emergency that will take you to CS and maybe the woman will not even make it. We have women who, they will tell this woman, you have done a scan, your baby is nowhere positioned. Please, this baby is going to be born through CS. The woman will agree. So don't be in an emergency. Don't put yourself where you be in an emergency, because our emergency response in Nigeria is very, very poor.
So let's talk about the health maintenance organizations, the HMOs, right? So, I mean, they're supposed to... what's the word? Let me look for the way I actually coined that one. All right. So they're there to make quality healthcare affordable.
Bridge the gap.
Yeah. So how far?
They have done a lot of work, but who will HMOs give service to? People who are working.
It's actually part of the thing I actually asked here. How can the poor Nigerian get on a health plan?
Yes. So there's national health insurance, but it's for people who are working. The next question is, how many people are working? Even the HMOs is structured in such a way that you can get a certain package with certain level of income. there's a level of income you have, you will not be, you will not have access to a certain grade of healthcare. They have done a lot when it comes to people who have secular everyday job. They have done a lot, they have helped out, but the question still remains, how many people are working? How many Nigerians have 8-to-5 jobs? How many youths are employed after school? So it's still, they have done something, but it is not enough. Until the government comes in and make out-of-pocket funding of health a thing of the past, we still have the poor outcome we're having.
Interesting. Well, I would like you to join the conversation, all right? Send us a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Or you can put a call through. The phone line is 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. We're discussing health for all. And Dr. Ebere Onyeji, a.k.a. Dr. Wright, is in the studio. And she's helping us understand what we should all be looking out for. She says, look out for your health. So you were saying something about lifestyle and then putting it side by side with the other statement that as a Nigerian, as an African, you're responsible for your health. So then what should be the lifestyle of these same people who are also poor to ensure that since you are responsible for your health and you are in a country or continent where the government is not doing what they're supposed to do to ensure that you have access or free access to quality health care, and then you're poor.
What's your role?
So I'm looking at
the question is how can you balance
marry this whole thing and you know to actually live a healthy life. We'll come back to that. 0700923-0923. Good day, Constance. Thank you so much. Reminding my mom about drinking water. She told me she didn't take water since morning until you announced it. All right. Justice, thank you very much for that one. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Turn off your radio set. What's your name?
Okay. My name is Chil. Oh, yeah.
Okay, go on.
What you are saying there is true. Number one, Nigeria, the foundation of Nigeria is a fraud. So, everything in Nigeria is...
That's not what we're discussing right now. All this fraud talk, fraud. The foundation in Nigeria. Anyway, please, we're not discussing whether the foundation of Nigeria is on, I don't know, under the high sea or anywhere. All right? We're talking about healthcare and access to healthcare. That's the focus of this conversation. All right? Thank you very much. What do you think can actually be done to bridge that gap that we have? That particular thing that's keeping us from accessing quality healthcare. What can be done? Especially the average Nigerian. What do you think a person can do to meet up to ensure that they stay healthy? Because your health is your wealth. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, please?
Yeah, this is Alexander from Inkoro.
All right.
I just asked a question. More time is money. And most times it's wrong advice. Like maybe most times say you don't have time. You have the money but you want to go to court place. You don't know that maybe you go to maybe like Chinal story or something and give you a better draw. You want to just visit the place is too far, I don't want to do this thing. And I'm pleading with the state government, please come to this open color houses. Please we have a land to give us a better health care. Please. Two times borrow or somebody down to borrow. The person might give up. There is no hospital in the Inkoro Kingdom. Please, we are begging state government, Governor Elevolution, and federal government to provide land for them. People are suffering over there, sickness and every other thing. And maybe before you are getting them to borrow, I'm going to say there is no health hospital. Please, say you have us. Thank you very much. God bless you.
All right. Thank you for calling, Honorable Ida from Inkoro. Hello. Hello?
Hello, madam.
Please turn off your radio set. Good afternoon. You're welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. I have done that.
All right, go ahead. What's your name?
This is Mr. Nika. I am following up your program.
All right. You're welcome.
Yeah, really, in Nigeria, the health sector and caring is too poor. Yeah, I notice sometimes that I have glaucoma. I keep on going to OPM. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, we're listening.
Yeah, I keep on going to BMH. I did all my medical treatments, and all of a sudden they said they will operate the eye. They operated the eye in 2014 because I'm a civil servant teacher. Reaching this 2019, that was last year. My eye put out. They say I have retina problem. They have to refer me to Ikeja Eye Foundation, and I can't be able to afford the money, about 2.something million to fix back there. It's not easy. You know, here in Nigeria, we don't have health system. Nothing is working. We are civil servants as a teacher, nothing like medical. If you have issue, you're on your own. Somebody will, so a children will sustain injury in the school, taking them to Meridia, they will tell you to, they will tell the teachers to pay 50, 100. We don't have the money. And it is too 16. It's too poor. The government, the politicians, whenever they're sick, they will run to overseas, and people is dying in their numbers in this country. We are dying. We are dying. Nothing.
But then what can be done? That's actually my question. What can be done to bridge that gap so that people will stop
what
dying?
Can be done? We have the HMOs. They can come and at least have agreement with non-governmental people that is not working to see how they can minimize things and to help the poor masses.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Good afternoon. I am Mr. Balaka from Savaglia in Bayelsa.
All right, Mr. Balaka. Go on.
Yes. The first thing I want to say is the reason, the ignorance is there. As a lot of ignorance, that is the major reason why this thing is so much like that. So the way forward is, I think, enlightenment. It should educate the people right from the primary school level to the higher institution level of the awareness of health facility, health services. So doing, I think we will gradually do away with this sort of thing.
All right. Thank you very much. So he says... health education, information, awareness should actually start from the children. Let's catch them young.
Yeah.
All right. So back to the question I asked you before now. So this poor man cannot access healthcare. So what should he do to ensure that he stays healthy? Remember, he's poor.
It's a very tricky, very, very important question. Because if mountain does not go to Muhammad, Muhammad will go to mountain. If they don't give you food chop, you take your hand, harvest your food.
Mm.
If you know that if there's an emergency, you may likely not get help. One of the things you will do is to make sure you don't find yourself in situations you have an emergency. And there are laid down rules that we know have been proven over the years that if I do A, B, C, D, E, I will most likely, it may not be 100%, but I will most likely not fall ill. Or not fall ill in a way that if not, if something is not done immediately, this person will die. What do we mean, number one? We all know, first of all, I have to address something that's very important. Family history.
Mm.
If you have a particular illness that is common in your family, very important, high blood pressure, diabetes, heart attack. Mm. I'm going to use layman language, something you will understand. If you see that this kind of illness is common in your lineage, you start early to avoid the things that will lead you to come down with the same illness. Because most of the illness will not come until later in life, 30, 35, 40. But there are modifiable lifestyles, big English, there are things you can do to stop that thing from getting to where it got to your father or your grandfather or your uncle, brother or sister. Mm. So what do we do? As a person, just have, just... put it in your heart that I have to live right. make it a habit, like I don't do ABCD because it's not healthy for me. One, how do you eat? You don't indulge in any food, let me use the word any food, excessively, moderate eating of food.
Remember, this person is poor.
Yes.
And then there's an event.
Oh, he wants to kill himself. But that's even not the major problem we have. Sometimes it's these poor people who will be the one to save the last money they have and drench themselves in alcohol in the beer parlor. They drink, and they don't drink like refined wine. No. They drink this, something they call, there's one name they call it.
Bikaikai.
There's one name he has. And they would not put kaikai in a pot, add all the herbs, a lot of rishi. The person is drinking alcohol. The person is smoking. The person is not eating well, because you can actually eat well even though you're poor. The vegetables that we have available to you, okay, now you eat fruit and vegetables. So how do we even say, when I say fruit and vegetable, I'm not meaning go and buy green pepper, green this one, all those expensive vegetables. No, start with ugu, water leaf, the things that are accessible to you. Udara, mango, orange. Learn to add fruits to your diet. Add vegetables to your diet. When you're swallowing that fufu, eat moderate size of fufu. Do plenty soup. Put ice fish. You don't get money, pound plenty crayfish, put red oil. You understand? It must not be highfalutin. There's something else I want to be very emphatic about, is learning to stay away from danger.
You know, that was actually in my mind.
Yes, just
looking for trouble anyhow.
No, they find trouble. I've seen somebody I follow on Facebook, even that, you know, one cardiologist in BMH, he made a post yesterday and said, two people they brought an emergency for him, somebody unconscious. The man is unconscious. Why is he unconscious? Oh, he was dragging, he used a common shaker, right? I want to assume it's 15 naira change. And they started, do you know where I am? Until he blew somebody, the person wouldn't blow him forehead. He blew him, the man enter consciousness. If 1 million will bring him out, the family will sell him, but it may not even bring him out. So learn to stay away from danger. If they say they are shooting along the road, don't go and look, run away.
Everybody is a journalist these days.
Yes. Don't run towards danger. Don't fight. Don't get into trouble. Learn to be conscious that you want to be healthy and alive. Then stay away from things that you know will kill. There are people who say, I know future price without Coke. And I must take sugary drink. If I don't take them, I know they're happy. It becomes a habit to take it all the time. Then there's another one I will emphasize. A lot of times, preachers and people who give motivational talk will tell you that, if you sleep more than 3 hours, you will be poor. We think, kill you first, now we know they sleep.
A little slumber.
But it's during the day that the Bible was talking about. It's in the day, like when people are going to work and you are sleeping. That's what Bible is talking about. Bible is not talking about when in the night. In the night. Bible recorded that when Jesus was with his disciples, when he got tired, he went to a solitary place and there he rested. If Jesus did rest.
Not even a noisy place.
Yes. If Jesus not asleep, why was he not sleeping in the ship when they were waking him that there is a wind? Master, wake up, that there is a turmoil in the sea. It means that he was wise enough, and then the tribe will use that time to catch more sleep first. Please learn to sleep. Very, very important. The people who don't sleep. If you are not sleeping, you are setting up your body for disaster. Just a matter of time. If you're not, you should learn to exercise. You understand? Exercising doesn't mean if you must have money to go to the gym, but where go feel day close, you use leg worker. If you're obese, lose weight. We're all struggling to lose weight. If any woman we see for real, they lose weight, including me. We're all losing weight. but be intentional with your health.
Yeah.
Okay? So if you adopt your food, let your food be your drugs, let your drugs be your food, you most likely not fall ill.
So how about the ones who feel like they have hammered?
Fast food. The people who make mouth with not only fast food that they chop.
They know every eatery.
Yes. They know all the shawarma, pizza, ice cream, and it becomes habitual. Once you can spoil a child and buy pizza and shawarma and ice cream. But when it becomes habitual, because it is they cook in the fast food, they cook it with intention of bringing you back. The quantity of sugar they put, the salt, the maggi, everything they put is with intention of making you to come back. But the food you cook at home is known to be more healthy. Outside that, the hygiene, forget the picture in front that looks very clean. At the back where they are cooking, you don't know what is going on. You don't know the kind of oil they are using to cook. So your own cook homemade meals is known to be more healthy than outside food. So do the one way you go feed do first. Then, but then this one is critical. If you know well, your body they do you one kind. At any how way it be, please go to the nearest hospital. It better. There's one thing they used to say, vroom vroom. It's better than just go vroom. Better than arrest. You know, if police they pursue you, vroom, it's better than arrest. You better say you run, go hospital. Maybe people they laugh you say small time they go hospital. Every time they go hospital, and you go and it's nothing. Then you wait
till it becomes critical. A problem. Reminds me of a friend of mine. We were talking. I spoke with her yesterday evening. I hadn't spoken with her since this year. So I called her on the phone and she was telling me how her year started. She said she was sick, hospitalized. At some point, she couldn't even get up. I was like, what was the problem? She said malaria and typhoid. She said, the problem is, I was actually feeling it, but I was busy. Mm-hmm. In fact, everybody in the office would say, you are not okay, go home. Mm. And she was not feeling she was not okay until she broke down.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Now, one of the issues we have that have killed a lot of people outside high blood pressure, diabetes, is cancers. Mm. If you're a woman and you're listening and there's any seed in your breast, press your breast as I'm talking now. Check your breast. If there's any seed inside, please, first thing tomorrow morning, go to the hospital. Let them check what it is. Most breast cancers will start as a painless seed in the breast. If you go early now, they will remove the seed, treat you. Breast cancer will not kill the woman. Mm. But some of them will see the breast seed, press it and say, it's nothing. It go where in front come. You go rub anointing oil. Rob communion, carry many things, you right. When the breasts don't go spoil, they will now come to the hospital expecting a miracle to happen. Please, if you have a seed in your breast, every woman check, and I'm serious. In fact, everybody, if you're man or woman, if you be man too, if you they touch your wife's breast, they check whether seed they. Use your hand, tell and say, this seed, make we go check with TB for hospital. If we do the part we will go, if we do, we'll not go die quick.
Interesting. Dr. Abo Karibo says, good afternoon, Constance and Dr. Ebere. Health for all, global, universal, or even national good or perfect health for all will always be a long-term goal. In agreement with Dr. Ebere, I prefer that ultimate responsibility for your health lies with you, the owner of the body. We need an orchestrated sincerity of purpose from managers of the country at all levels of government. We must not forget adequate basic education of growing children and their parents. Educated persons are better able to think health, practice good health habits, and to make better informed lifestyle choices that are devoid of suspicious and pernicious myths. We should then proceed on our way to health for all. Thank you very much, Doctor, for that message. All right. This person says, please leave me alone. We have to go. Thank you so much, Dr. Ebere. Thank you very much. You've been, quite helpful with the way with the angle you took this conversation. I wasn't expecting this, really. I wasn't. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for having me.
Is our time up?
I'm about to go on a quick break and then
we'll just wrap before
up.
The break, I need to tell everybody, I'm not saying prayer is not important. Make sure you pray.
Yeah.
But while you're praying, remember that God does not need physical contact to heal you.
Mm.
Be in the hospital, see your doctor while you're praying so that the prayer can jump and come to the hospital. The doctor will be doing their part. So on that note, you have both the spiritual healing in quote and then the medical healing, and you have a good outcome. Most important thing is to be alive. I bet it make you not die.
All right, let's go on that commercial break and then we wrap up. Stay tuned.
All right,
this is Nigeria's number one talk radio station, Nigeria Info. We are back.
All right. right. Thank you so much for being a part of the Sunny Side from 12 till this time. All right, we have Hard Facts coming up at after the news at 3. All right, Rivers Today will come up at 3 p.m. And of course, afterwards, Hard Facts will take center stage. Remember to follow us on social media, on Facebook, we're Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. And of course, on Instagram, we're Nigeria Info FM underscore PH. And on Twitter, we're Nigeria Info PH. We have a website, www.nigeriainfo.fm. You can also find me on social media, iConstanceMega on Twitter and ConstanceMega on Instagram and LinkedIn. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.